به طه، به یاسین، به معراج احمد، به قدر و به کوثر، به رضوان و طوبی، به وحی الهی، به قرآن جاری، به تورات موسی و انجیل عیسی. بسی پادشاهی کنم در گدایی، چو باشم گدای
گدا. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله علی ما انعم، الذی علم بالقلم، علم الانسان ما لم یعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم، زين الركن والمقام والزمزم، أشرف ولد آدم، حبيب إله العالم، أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، سيما مولانا وصاحبنا حجت ابن الحسن المهدی، روحی و ارواح العالمین، لتراب مقدمه الفدا. اوصیکم عباد الله و نفسی به تقوی الله و نظم امرکم. I would like to discuss about our beloved امام، امام زمان علیه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد. We know that the great savior of mankind will come and the people will see him and will see his government. And his reappearance absolutely will take place without any doubt. Muslims and people around the world will take benefit from his reappearance. But about the time of Zuhur, the time of reappearance of the Imam, there are different ideas among scholars. The question is, can we hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the age or not? The second question, do we have any duty regarding reappearance of the Imam alayhi salam or not? To answer those questions, we can say that there are at least four different ideas about the duty of Muslim at the time of occultation of Imam alayhi salam, and about the duty which people with Muslim they have at this time. The first idea, some scholars believe that the matter of the reappearance of the Imam is same as time of Qiyamah, time of the Day of Judgment. As we cannot hasten in time of Qiyamah, so we cannot actually hasten in the time of Zuhur of Imam alayhi salam. And as the time of Qiyamah is not actually clear for us, and no one can know the exact time of Qiyamah, so the time of Zuhur also nobody can understand, can know where Imam alayhi salam will reappear. And they argue that this idea with one of the hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, which Mufazzal ibn Umar, one of the famous narrators, he narrated from Imam alayhi salam. Imam said, لَأَنَّهُ هُوَ السَّاعَةِ. The time of Zuhur, time of reappearance of the Imam alayhi salam, it is the sa'a. As-sa'a, it is the actually time which Allah subhanahu ta'ala mentioned in Quran. Allati qala Allah ta'ala yas'alunaka 'an as-sa'a. O Prophet, people will ask you about the time of Qiyamah, time of the Day of Judgment. ایان مرساها will happen this time, will take place, when take place, all tell to people innama ilmuha inda rabbi. This is the secret actually time, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this time. لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this time. And they said, so we don't have any duty. Why? Because we don't have any duty regarding the time of Qiyamah. As the time of Zuhur and the time of Qiyamah are same based on this riwayat from Imam alayhi salam, so we don't have any duty and we cannot hasten in reappearance of the Imam alayhi salam. This is the first idea they argued with this hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. The second view is belong to some scholars. They argue with the famous hadith which narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, al-Mahdi min wuldi takunu lahu ghaiba. Said Imam of the age, Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam, is one of my son, takunu lahu ghaiba. He will disappear, idha dhahara yamla'u al-ard qistan wa adla. When he come back, when he appear, he will actually fill the earth from the justice. Kama mula'at jawran wa dhulma. The previous time, the time before reappearance, the earth was full of injustice. So they said, we have to encourage people, or at least leave people to do whatever they want, to actually do earth full of injustice, full of oppression, full of actually corruption. Why? Because if we want Imam alayhi salam come sooner, so we have to full this earth of corruption, of dhulm, of injustice. So this is our duty. At least we leave people. But this idea is against the most of verses of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said one of duty of the mu'mineen, of believers, to advise each other, to guide each other, to do amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar. So we cannot believe in this idea with this actually reason. The another idea, they said that we should know what is the reason of qaybah, what is the reason of occultation of Imam alayhi salam. If we understand exactly the reasons of actually qaybah of Imam alayhi salam, so we will be able to remove these reasons. Then Imam alayhi salam can come. So they believe that we have duty to remove the reason of ghaibat of Imam alayhi salam. And they mention, they actually argue with this hadith and different hadith which mention the reasons of occultation of Imam alayhi salam. For example, one of them is divine test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test everybody. The hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam. Imam said, "Hayhat, hayhat, la yakunu farajana hatta tugharbalu, thumma tugharbalu, thumma tugharbalu." Hayhat is who? And la yakunu farajana would not be any appearance of the Imam alayhi salam hatta tugharbalu, until the people will actually filter, screen, filter. People actually pass different tests, and the strong mu'mineen, strong believers, the true believers will remain. After that, Imam alayhi salam will appear. It means that the time of occultation is the time of test. Everybody should pass this test. If you pass your test at that time, at time of occultation, if you remain on your i'tiqadat, on your belief, if you do whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expected you as a mu'min, as a believer, so you will be actually entitled to be at that time. And the another reason which mentioned for time of occultation, for the occultation of the Imam alayhi salam, is unfaithfulness of people, disloyalty of people. And there is this reason mentioned in one of the letter of Imam alayhi salam to Sheikh Mufid rahmatullah alayhi. He said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَشْيَاءَنَا وَفَّقَهُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ اجْتِمَاءٍ مِنَ الْقُلُوبِ فِي الْوَفَاءِ بِالْأَحْدِ عَلَيْهِمْ لَمَا تَأَخَّرَ عَنْهُمُ الْيُمْنِ بِلَقَائِنَا. If our mu'mineen, if our actually friends, if our Shia fulfill their duty, their covenants, فِي الْوَفَاءِ بِالْأَحْدِ عَلَيْهِمْ عَلَىٰ اجْتِمَاءٍ مِنَ الْقُلُوبِ, they be unity, their heart should be unity, لَمَا تَأَخَّرَ عَنْهُمُ الْيُمْنِ بِلَقَاءَنَا, so would not be delay in our visiting. And لَتَعَجَّلَتْ لَهُمُ السَّعَادَةِ, the sa'adah, the actually happiness of visiting their imam will be soon. And the another reason which mentioned from ahadith, there are some unknown reason. Now, sometimes is reason is dalil, sometimes is hikmah, is wisdom. For example, in one of the ahadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, Imam said, "Inna lisahib al-amr ghaibah." The 12th Imam will have ghaibah, occultation. La budda minha, no choice. Absolutely will happen. يَرْتَابُ فِيهَا كُلَّ مُبْتَلٍ, some of believers will doubt in that time about the existence of Imam. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ, the narrator said, I ask Imam, وَلِّمَ جُعِلْتُ فِدَاك, why Imam alayhi salam has a occultation? قال لأمر لم يؤذن لنا في كشفه لكم, for the reason we don't have any permission to tell you. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, قلت فما وجه الحكمة, what is the actually حكمة, what is the wisdom, what is the exact reason في غيبته, فقال وجه الحكمة في غيبته وجه الحكمة في قياب من تقدمه من حجج الله تعالى ذكره. He said, some of prophet of God, before our prophet, they have actually some occultation. At that time, people didn't understand what's the reason for this one. And Imam alayhi salam make an example, said, كَمَا لَا يَنْكَشِفُ وَجْهُ الْحِكْمَةِ لَمَّا عَتَاهُ الْخِضْرِ مِنْ خَرْقِ السَّفِينَةِ. When the Prophet Moses alayhi salam, he went with the Prophet Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam, and Prophet Khidr, he start to broke the boat. The Prophet Moses alayhi salatu wa salam, he didn't understand why he do something like that. And وَقَتْلُ الْغُلَامِ, and the Prophet Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam, he killed a kid. وَإِقَامَةُ الْجِدَارِ لِمُوسَى, and he actually fixed a wall. And at that time, Prophet Moses didn't understand what is the reason. This is a hikmah. This is the sir. This is the secret things. إِلَّا وَقْتِهِ افْتِرَاقَهَا, the Prophet Moses alayhi salatu wa salam didn't understand until the time of separation, when they want to separate each other, when they want to say goodbye. And at that time, Prophet Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam, he explained what was the reason for my act. He said,
So most of people doesn't understand the exact reason of the occultation of Imam alayhi salam until Imam reappear. And the last view is actually belong to some scholars. They believe that we have different duty at the time of occultation of Imam alayhi salam. Why? Because we have different hadith. For example, in one hadith from Imam Reza alayhi salatu was salam, Imam alayhi salam asked mu'mineen, asked believers to be patient at that time. And, or for example, in another hadith from Rasulullah, said, أَفْضَلُ أَعْمَالُ أُمَّتِي إِنْتِدَارُ الْفَلَجِ. The best worship at the time of occultation is waiting for Imam. Waiting not to be silent so you don't have any duty. When you wait for a, when you are waiting for a guest, you should prepare the host, you should make food. Not only announce everywhere, I have a guest. No, you should prepare the ground for actually his coming. So at this time, as we are waiting for our Imam, we should prepare the earth for reappearance of the Imam alayhi salatu wassalam. And we have also in our rabayat to actually do dua for reappearance, for hasten of reappearance of the Imam alayhi salam. Let me to end this part of khutbah with beautiful hadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wa salam. This hadith narrated by Abu Khalid Kabuli. He said, I went to Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wa salam. I asked him, are you the fourth Imam? He said, yes, I am. And then Imam started to mention the name of other Imam after him until Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wassalam and explained the time of occultation and said, المنتظرون لظهوره أفضل أهل كل زمان. The best people is the people they living at the time of occultation and they are waiting for reappearance of the Imam. لأن الله تعالى ذكره أعطاهم من الأقول, because Allah سبحانه وتعالى give them a mind and intellect, well, ifham and understanding, well, ma'rifah and knowledge, ma sarat bihil qaybah indahum bimanzalatil mushahida. They live at the time of occultation, but they act like someone who live at the time of reappearance of the Imam. It means that the time of occultation is not actually caused to leave some worship, to some acts. They do, they actually fulfill their duty as the person who live at the time of, for example, Rasulullah, as the time of other a'imma alayhim as-salam, because they have knowledge, because they have aql, they have intellect, they have mind, they have understanding of ghaibah. And then Imam alayhi salam said, وَجَعَلَهُمْ فِي ذَلِكَ الزَّمَانِ بِمَنْزَلَةِ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بِالسَّيْفِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ الْمُخْلِصُونَ حَقَّا وَشِيَأَتُنَا صِدْقًا وَالدُّعَاتِ إِلَىٰ دِينِ اللَّهِ سِرًّا وَجَهْرًا. They are, and their reward, their sawab, like a person, like mujahideen, they participated at the war, next, at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with sword, and they are the sincere mu'minin. وَشِيَأَتُنَا صِدْقًا. They are the true Shia of us. Because at that time, while they didn't see any wahi, they didn't see Rasulullah and the miracle and mu'jizat of Rasulullah, and they didn't see any a'imma, but they are still believers. That's why their sawab and their fadilah and their position like a person who live at the time of Rasulullah, at the time of other a'imma alayhim as-salam. Hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us such understanding and ma'rifah regarding امام of the age علیه الصلاة و السلام. We hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten in reappearance of the Imam of the age alayhi salatu wa salam and forgive all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma aj'al awaqib umurina khayra. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad Allahus samad lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الحاشمي القرشي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وصلى على امير المؤمنين قائد القر المحجلين وصلى على الصديقه الطاهره فاطمه الزهراء سيده نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وصلى على الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب اهل الجنه
اللهم صل على محمد
وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المهدي وججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك استخلفهم في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبلهم اللهم عجل في فرجه وسهل مخرجه وصل على محمد وآل محمد سيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. Someone came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And asked him important question. The question is متى الساعة? When will be the time of the day of judgment? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered this question with another question. He said فما أعددت للساعة? What did you provide for that difficult time? The time is not important. Are you ready or not? He was very smart. He said, "أعددتُ لها حب الله وحب نبيه وحب الأئمة عليهم السلام."
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
My asset for that day is only love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And love of his prophet and love of actually Ahl Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. So some people, they ask, what was the time, what is the time of Dhuhr and reappearance of the Imam? The answer to this question is same as the answer which Rasulullah actually gave to that person. Are you ready for the time of Dhuhr? What do you think? Are you the person who will be at the time of Zuhur? Is Imam alayhi salam appear on your heart? What do you think? Is your family ready for that time or not? Some people ask about the sign of reappearance of the Imam. Sign is like announcement. When we have a big event, before announcement, we should prepare everything, organize everything. The announcement is the last one. Announcement without preparation is not enough. So we have to prepare our society. We have to prepare our family. We have to prepare ourselves. Then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, we already know. And Imam alayhi salatu wa salam, let me to extend my condolences for the demise of Hazrat Fatima Ma'suma salamullah alayha.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Tomorrow will be the demise anniversary of Hazrat Ma'suma salamullah alayha, and about the Fatima Ma'suma, this title has been given by Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wa salam to Hazrat Ma'suma, to his sister.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Ma'suma, it means that innocent. And Imam alayhi salam said, whoever visits my sister Ma'suma, my innocent sister, in Qum, is like the person who came to Mashhad, who come to Mashhad and visit me. It's the sawab and reward of ziyarat of Hazrat Ma'suma, ziyarat of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, actually are same. And the another riwayat we have from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam,
ma salla ala Muhammad wa alam sujum,
about the ziyarat of Hazrat Ma'suma in Qum, said whoever visit and do ziyarat of Hazrat Ma'suma, the Jannah, the Behisht, the heaven will be necessary for him, will be wajib for him. It means that the ziyarat of Hazrat Ma'suma has a reward, such a reward which will be able to remove all of your sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly guide you to the heaven. And this is the actually reason behind this hadith. You may heard about this history that Ayatollah Marashi Najafi was a great mujtahid and marja'i taqlid. He liked to know about the grave of Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
For 40 days he did special worship, special dhikr, and after that in his dream he saw Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
He said, go to the haram of Hazrat Ma'suma, and the reward of ziyarat of Hazrat Ma'suma is the same as reward of ziyarat of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
And then at that time he was living in Najaf. He moved from Najaf to Qom with his family. And during 40 years he actually lived in Iran. He was the first person every morning he come to the Haram Hazrat Ma'suma for ziyarat. The first za'ir actually of Hazrat Ma'suma was Ayatollah Marashi Najafi. Because at that time the gate of Haram actually used to be closed, and Hazrat and Ayatollah Marashi Najafi, he used to sit down in front of the door, and he was waiting the door will be open, and he believed that we are actually bigger of this family, and when the bigger go to the home, he's actually stay behind the door and knock the door and waiting to door will be open. And then so we actually come to this haram, to this shrine, when the door is closed and we are waiting to door will be open. And he was during this 40 year, he was the first za'ir of Hazrat Ma'suma salamullah. And Ayatollah Bahjat rahmatullah alayhi, during his life, he used to go to Haram Hazrat Ma'suma for ziyarat every morning 1 hour, between 7 to 8. All of the tulab knows that, and they see that Ayatollah Bahjat every day 1 hour he was in Haram Hazrat Masuma. This is actually shows the greatness of this personality. We extend our condolences for demise of Hazrat Masuma to Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq for her ziyarat and for her shafa'at in the day of judgment. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من أنصاره وعوانه. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. اللهم احفظ ثورتنا وزعيمنا. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله. اللهم اخذل الكفر والنفاق وأهله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صلى على محمد وآل محمد.
به طه به یاسین به معراج احمد به قدر و به کوثر به رضوان و طوبی به وحی الهی به قرآن جاری به تورات موسی و انجیل عیسی. بسی پادشاهی کنم در گدایی چو باشم گدای گدایان زهران.